This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The shortstop to complete an interesting objective info is the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner, Jennifer off for a couple of days, looking at some of the pictures of the smoke from the California fires. Have you ladies looked at this, the explosion in size? Greenville, California was destroyed in this fire. And you look across some of the, it's called the Dixie Fire, some of the impact, Salt Lake City covered with smoke, Denver covered with smoke, Las Vegas covered with smoke, all from this fire. Burned down. This is the sixth largest fire in the history of the state of California. And so there are, this is, if you look at a map, it's northeast of San Francisco, sort of on the, it's not quite into Oregon, but it's moving up in that direction. It has, the air is so dry because they're having a drought there. Northern California, Oregon, Washington. Can you imagine what it's going to do? The cost of pretty much everything, the food that comes from this region, 16,000 acres. And it's not really contained at all, is it? Doesn't look like it's contained. Doesn't seem to be. So the damage that's been done and continues to be done. So what do you do? I mean, how do you combat something like this? You can't go in there with a fire hose. You have to, normally Mother Nature is responsible for what happens down the road. Rain, or you get to a point where there's nothing left to burn. You know, stuff like that. But the temperatures are so hot. There's a heat wave moving across the country this week. And it's 100 and some odd degrees in these areas. When Jack Stockwell joins us later on in this hour from Salt Lake City, he's had temperatures, he's been talking to me, 94 degrees, 98 degrees. And that's way hotter than it is. Because remember, that's a sort of mountainy area. And then you look across Chicago, temperatures this week there. In the upper 90s, by the time it gets to us here on the East Coast, Victoria, you down in New Jersey, me here in New England, looks like 96, 98 degrees by the end of the week. Mm. And this smoke continues to blow across the country. So we'll feel it in the air. You may not feel it down in New Jersey, but I know we'll feel it in certain places. And you could see it in the air a couple of weeks ago, wasn't it?
Or oh, absolutely. Yeah. It just looked like a big... It didn't look like fog. It just looked like haze. Yeah, and the sun, heavy. And when you look at the radar, the weird thing is when you, because I look at the radar every day. I live at the beach, so I'm always looking to see when storms are coming in or whatever. And it was a completely crystal clear radar, but you still couldn't see any sun. It was just all smoke.
Yeah. Haze. So what's it like down in Nashville where you are, Jay? Is there, you have always hot and humid in the summertime anyway.
Yeah, it's, August is horrible. It's really humid right now. The allergies are through the roof. Ragweed is really thriving this week.
Ragweed.
We've had so many pollen alerts.
Big week for ragweed. Yeah. Listen, this stuff, I feel it every day when we're on the air. The allergies that have been season long since the beginning, I've felt them since springtime, early springtime. And so it continues, and on it goes, and where it stops, nobody knows. But just something that we all will have some, it'll approach us for most of the country. Probably not in the southeast, but they got their own problems down there. Did you see there were three men, who use the term, news media use the term first responders. In other words, if you're a fireman, if you're a policeman, if you're in public service, then you are a first responder. Three men have died in the past week. One was a firefighter, one was a police officer, the other was a sheriff's deputy. 3 days, one, two, three, all of them had COVID. and none of them, as far as I can see, had had shots. So if that brings home, I don't know what it takes to bring it home, bring the message home, ladies. But the, you know, their chiefs were all talking about what wonderful family men they were. And so, you know, there's another family. One of these guys, I think, is one of these families. They all said, "Nah, we're not going to get the vaccine." Every one of them died within days of each other down in Florida, according to a story in The Independent today. So it goes on. There were six members of a church in Florida who died within a week or so. And that, some people say that going to church is a super spreader, is it?
It's not just church. It's any indoor area, you know, and that's a problem. So that could be indoor restaurants that don't have, you know, partitions and stuff up between tables. Anytime you're just jammed into a place. And like we said yesterday, we talked about the new studies that came out about those two outdoor music festivals. When you're outdoors and if you're packed together like sardines, it doesn't matter if you're outdoors. You've mm-hmm. now created an indoor environment. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, you're still breathing similar air. If you can feel or even hear the person next to you breathing, you're too close.
Now, it's interesting, the church has announced, after all these people have died, they're going to offer vaccinations. There were six people in the last week that died in this church. So all of them were unvaccinated. So now the church has set up a clinic so that members of the church can come get a shot. I suppose it's better late than never. It doesn't help the people who died, but at least it's an acknowledgement. Meanwhile, the Canadian government says it will begin to allow us Americans, who are fully vaccinated and have tested negative. So you got two things that you have to prove at the border. A, that you've had your shots, and B, that you have been tested and you are negative for the virus. Otherwise, forget about going to Canada. You won't be able to fly in. You won't be able to drive in. You won't be able to take a train. If you haven't been able to prove or you can't prove those two things, and this time of year is a big time of year for travel. Tourists that love to go to Canada, especially southern Canada, the southern cities, Montreal, wonderful city, Toronto, some of the great cities in Canada, or the plains. It's a wonderful, beautiful country, but you can't go unless the government says safety and security first. And that was the Minister of Health in Canada saying that. And so this is what's going on. I think there are other, the Europeans, what are the Europeans doing now when it comes to, I know Israel is kind of tight. I saw something, a travel advisory for France and Israel. The CDC says it's the highest level. I don't know why it is in Israel, because everybody's got a shot and nobody's getting sick over there. Why are they doing that for Israel? Because of what's going on, the fighting?
Well, no, because the efficacy of the shots, according to Israeli studies, has dropped to 60-something percent. So they're doing boosters now for the older, more vulnerable people, and then eventually they're going to probably get everybody revaccinated.
Ireland, did you see that? The trouble, and what's going on with Ireland? Your family's from Ireland. Yeah. What is happening with... Yeah, there seems to be a big problem there.
They've had a big problem with getting enough vaccines for people, and Ireland started out, they did a lockdown right away, and Ireland at one point around this time last year, Ireland was deemed the safest country on the planet. I mean, Ireland was number one for the fewest number of cases and things like that. And then people started traveling, people went in and out, everybody went to Spain because, you know, everybody needs to go to Spain in August to get away from the bad Irish weather, and everyone came back with COVID, and now it's an island, you know? I mean, stuff spreads quickly on an island, and here they are.
Well,
so now they're on our list that we're not supposed to go see, we're not supposed to go to Ireland. I think there's a whole list of countries now. It keeps changing, but we're not really supposed to go anywhere internationally except Canada. If you're vaccinated or you can show a negative test, but other than that, you really shouldn't be going anywhere internationally unless it's absolutely necessary.
All right, 15 past the hour, the late great Jeffrey Epstein and his reputation, his entourage, his lifestyle rearing its ugly head again with somebody who's still alive. We'll talk about that in a moment here on the DJV program.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Angie's List is now Angie. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or you're planning your dream renovation, Angie connects you with top local pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, compare quotes, and book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
With the help of Cheerios Oat Crunch Almonds, I get everyone's morning started with a smile. It has a delicious and hearty combination of the Cheerios you love, whole grain oats, and sliced almonds for an extra crunchy crunch. That's how I set the rhythm for a great day. Look for Cheerios Oat Crunch Almonds in your local grocery store.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Why would your warehouse be any different? Introducing NobleLift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free. With the dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Well, Jeffrey Epstein is dead, but not so much as the wake, if you will, of his performances. And so now, a couple of things here, ladies. His victims fund has paid out $121 million to 150 people. So what's the? He had a lot of more money than that. Where'd the money go? Didn't he have a lot more money than that?
Seems well, his brother, I think, is still the beneficiary of his estate.
Oh, where'd they get the $121 million then to pay these?
Well, it's from his it's from his money, but I'm not sure if prosecutors set this up or. But this was administered. I mean, look, it's better than nothing because
right.
You know when a guy dies, what are the chances that you're going to get any money? So it's a lot better than nothing. But yeah, I don't know if they're going. They can't press criminal charges against the estate. You know, you're basically
once you take
saying,
the money, you take right. the money. That's it. You sign off. That's it. Goodbye.
Right.
Meanwhile, there's a woman named Virginia. Is it Griffin? How do you pronounce it?
Jeffrey.
Jeffrey is how you pronounce it?
Yeah.
She's suing Prince Andrew for his involvement in some weekend.
She's the young girl
the
who's
island.
17. She has the picture with Randy Andy and his arm is around her. And then he denied in that interview that he completely made everything worse. He denied that he ever met her, and then he was sweating. And she said that he was sweating. And then he said he had a sweating disorder at the time that prevented him from sweating. And then it was like the worst. All of England was just like,
laughing.
I mean, you know, it was a facepalm moment. It was just horrible.
Well,
so, yeah, so
like
Virginia's
she...
not messing around anymore.
Yeah, and it's not like she had one instance. There were three occasions in London, in New York, the U.S. Virgin Islands.
Hmm. When you look at this, the history of this guy and the people connected to him, so what I'm wondering is why somebody hasn't taken a shot at Bill Clinton yet, because he was up to his Mickey in a lot of this stuff.
Well, we don't know. What we do know is he is not on any of the flight records, which doesn't mean anything, but the only person who has been an eyewitness. One of the security guards down on that pedophile island says that he saw Bill Clinton down there. He didn't say he did anything wrong, but he said he saw him there. Clinton denies that.
Flying the flag of America. 21 after the hour.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Time now for us to delve into what's trending. Jay Kirshner is on top of that every day. Every moment of her life is devoted to figuring out what's going on social media when she's not taking care of her son, Mac, or her husband. Meanwhile, the trending story about Karens. Is there one Karen in the focus here or a bunch of Karens? And maybe you ought to explain again, just for the people who are unwashed, what a Karen is, Jay.
No, I don't like the use of Karen. I will not explain what it is.
Oh, thank you.
Stop using it.
Really?
Just call people jerks. Just say that they're being ridiculous. I feel bad for people who are actually named Karen.
Who are named Karen.
And the Kyle.
How did that get started? That's a great question, actually. Do you either of you know how it'd be? There was one woman who was that got into trouble that was a Karen, right?
Well, there's always some kind of name that you use when you want to discuss a certain type of person. Like whenever I'm talking about the unidentified relative before I had kids, who would always be pestering me about when I was going to have children, I'd always call it Aunt Brenda. I don't have a real life Aunt Brenda, but that was always the name I used. And I guess maybe just more people were using Karens. I'm not sure who first started it, but then you have the male equivalents, which were Kyle and there was another one.
Yeah.
I can't remember. Anyway, that's not the point of the story.
No.
There's a woman who went viral because of a video. She had a big issue with a flag that her neighbor was flying in their yard and kind of went crazy over it.
Was it an American flag?
No, it was a Tigger flag. She was triggered by Tigger, as in Tigger from Winnie the Pooh.
What? The woman had a problem with that?
Winnie the Pooh, yeah.
Yeah. From Winnie the Pooh. She thought it was tacky, and it made the neighborhood look tacky, and she wanted it removed. And the neighbor who actually owned it, all of this was captured on her Nest camera. And she remained very calm when speaking with this neighbor. And the neighbor was like, you know, I didn't say anything about the overgrown shrubs, and I haven't said anything about your backyard. You do have an American flag, and that's nice. But this one, it's just, I have to say something. It's tacky. It makes our neighborhood looked tacky. There are rules. And the one neighbor who owns the flag was like, we don't have a homeowners association. What are you talking about rules? And she's like, well, I know there's rules somewhere, and I don't feel like having to go find them out. So just remove it.
See you later.
And people need to get a life.
It was pretty ridiculous. And
wow.
Then it went viral. And the neighbor apparently hasn't come back to the flag neighbor's house. Every time she just sees her driving past, she's mouthing the words, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. So the neighbor who had a temper tantrum and was triggered by Tigger keeps apologizing.
Yeah, I mean, like, first of all, how tacky are you that you need a Tigger flag on your yard? But okay, it's America and you're allowed to be tacky because America's awesome at being tacky. So that's one thing. But like,
also
there's no, I mean, that
demands something tacky being removed. It's like a whole
Oh, of course,
thing.
Yeah.
If you comment on how chuggy somebody is, you therefore are chug too.
I do like calling out chuggy stuff, though.
I listen to the two of you or the three of you, and the three of you, Jennifer and Jay and Victoria, talking. I just listen. I don't even know what they're talking about half the time. But here we go. All right, here's the sad story of Jane Withers. Apparently passed away. She was a child star, right?
Yeah, one of the child stars back in the 30s and 40s, mm-hmm. really big in the 30s. She had a lot of unnamed parts in the early 30s, but then got her big rise to fame when she played opposite Shirley Temple in Bright Eyes. Jane Withers was the bully. There was like that famous spoiled girl doll stealing scene. And then she had a bunch of her own leading lady childhood films. She was 95 years old. The cause of death wasn't addressed, but, I mean, 95. She had a nice little
yeah.
life.
She was in a movie with James Dean. If you saw a picture of her, you would recognize her instantly. She's one of those people that you just, you know, you look at her. Oh, yeah, I remember her.
Yeah,
I remember
she
actually.
Face work, too.
Well, she, yeah, but she had that the same face as a child. She sort of kept it through her life. And that was one of the things I just. What I find interesting is there are so many of these character actors that we all know immediately. You don't remember their names, but you look at them, oh, yeah, I know who that is. So that's her story. 28 past the hour.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, up to 25 cents a gallon. Cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
Some months I make 200 to 300 bucks.
Wow. That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code TOUR for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill-up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code TOUR for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code TOUR.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Disgraced New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo will be gone in 2 weeks. He's stepping down after the facts that the New York Attorney General's office showed Cuomo sexually harassed nearly a dozen women, retaliated against whistleblowers, and created a toxic workplace environment. Fellow Democrat President Biden had kind words for Cuomo's job performance.
But he's done a hell of a job. And, I mean, both on everything from access to voting, to infrastructure, to a whole range of things. That's why it's so sad.
Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul will replace Cuomo until the midterm elections in 2022. On Tuesday, international seafood company Greek Seafood leaked nearly 4,000 gallons of chlorine into a Norway fjord, killing approximately 96,000 fish. Local police said the leaked chlorine had already flowed into the Atlantic Ocean and that emergency services were investigating the cause. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now that disgraced Democrat New York Governor Andrew Cuomo will be stepping down amid his disgusting behavior and retaliation to sexual abuse whistleblowers, who will be taking Cuomo's place running the Empire State? It will be Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul, who remained silent all throughout Cuomo's fall from grace. New York Republican Representative Lee Zeldin, who will be a gubernatorial candidate, gives Fox News his opinion on the lieutenant governor, soon to be governor.
First off, on the scandals, from one scandal to the next, Andrew Cuomo's lieutenant had nothing to say. She was silent. I saw it firsthand where an embrace of the intimidation, harassment, abuse that was Andrew Cuomo's claim to fame, and he believed that New York loves their emperor governors. He would rule by fear, and Kathy Hochul looked up to it, and she ended up ascending to lieutenant governor and now governor following it. And as far as the policies go, I don't expect when she takes office that she's going to be advocating for paying people less by the government so that they would return back to work. I don't expect her to repeal cashless bail and keep qualified immunity to help make sure that the handcuffs are on criminals as opposed to law enforcement.
Kathy Hochul will become the first woman to serve as governor of New York and will serve out the rest of Cuomo's term until the 2022 midterms. Cuomo will step down in a couple of weeks. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
At the hour here on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner. Jennifer's off this week. I just was going through a study of the number of bugs that we eat. That is, bugs in the air. Bugs that go into your body through your mouth when you're asleep, through your nostrils, through your eyes. It's really pretty amazing. You have any idea how many bugs you ladies eat in the course of a day?
In the course of a day? I always thought it was like some 8 to 10 a year. So you're saying although one bug flew up my nose yesterday,
yeah,
it got stuck. I had trouble getting it out. That was very uncomfortable.
Oh. Yeah. It's probably more like 8 or 10, maybe a dozen a night, depending on how often.
Oh, you mean the kind like, that are on your pillow?
Yeah, yeah.
Depending
on how often you change your pillowcases or wash the MyPillows we always talk about, and wash them and dry them. The reason you do that is because you got to get rid of those bugs that get in. Even if you put, like most people, I have pillowcases in MyPillows, but I also have those wraps that you put around a pillow and it zips up so that the stuff that's in there.
The pillow protector. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right. And they still don't keep those bugs from crawling into your nose, into your mouth, all over. And there are other places that they do go.
Are they a good source of protein?
It depends on which end of your body they enter, I guess, as much as anything else. So, anyway, just a little food for thought to get you thinking about what's going on in the world, folks. America is trying to reopen. There are stadiums full of people going to ball games. Pretty soon they'll be going to football games. There are lots and lots of concerts inside and outside. So people want now to get back to normal. Schools are prepping for students here in my neck of the woods. But what's the new normal? I think we tried to find a new normal before Delta, and folks are feeling pretty good about it. Now, we don't know what the normal is. Are we going to go back to where we were before? No, people are not going to accept that. But what are we going to, as a collective, what are we going to, what are we going to accept? What works? What's smart? Like children in school buses, for example. Should they wear masks as they travel across town to go to school?
That's the CDC guidance, yes. Yep. But it depends on where you are. If it's not mandated, then I think, and this is where it becomes tough, parents are going to have to tell their kids, you know, well, other families may not make their kids wear a mask, but you have to wear a mask. And then, you know, we know how that usually works.
Well, again,
and
then there's the bullying.
And then there's, it creates all of this ridiculousness when last year, we had mask mandates and the numbers are now right back to where they were at the very peak of COVID. So I don't understand why it was okay. We were okay with kids wearing masks and everybody wearing masks this time last year. I understand we all have fatigue from it.
Yeah.
Well, but I mean, I have a lot of friends who are teachers in public and private school in Ohio and D.C. and New York and New Jersey, and they never had any issues. Parents weren't banging on the door saying, "Okay, I don't want my kid to wear a mask." Some parents were, but by and large, parents were very, you know, they went along with it. And now it's just becoming governors are getting involved, and you know, the thing that really bugs me, we're talking about Texas. Texas, you know, we were talking about in Austin, that area, they have such an overflow there of COVID cases that they had to activate the emergency response system. Well, Governor Abbott of Texas is now appealing to out-of-state medical teams to come help Texas. Well, he's also the same governor who is going to fine people for mask mandates. Hmm. And in Houston and Dallas, the school districts have imposed mask mandates for students and staff. And basically they're saying, well, then fine. The governor's orders are defied. Let them come sue us. But we've got a major problem here. And now he's asking the Pentagon. He's asking other states, oh, can you come and help Texas? Oh, well, I thought you guys were so great, Texas. Come on.
Let's hear it for the greatness. All right, so speaking of governors, what's the latest on Governor Cuomo? Apparently, Roberta Kaplan, who is the chairwoman of the anti-harassment group Time's Up, tried to help Cuomo to discredit an accuser. And she's been caught with her hand in the cookie jar, I guess, so she's gonzo. So what's the latest with him in terms of who's standing up, what his fate is? I don't think there's been anybody who is telling him to resign that's not telling him to resign still.
Yeah, the legislative committee that's in charge of deciding whether they're going to impeach him or not, they expect to review. They're in the process of reviewing evidence of the sexual harassment allegations. They expect to finish up within a few weeks. He shows no signs of stepping down on his own. And one of his accusers, Brittany Commisso, has gone public for the first time detailing her interactions with him, and she's doubling down on her accusations. So this is just going to, you know, I think it's probably going to come down to, if they're going to impeach him, how fast can they do it? That's number one, because in New York, it is notoriously difficult it's like impeaching a president. It's a whole long process. Now, in California, we know they pop it up on a ballot, and then there's a recall. California, it's sort of relatively easy to recall. And now to move over to Governor Newsom, he actually may be in greater danger of getting recalled than previously thought. Counties are preparing to send out the ballots to registered voters ahead of the September 14th special election, and polls are showing that a majority of California voters oppose the recall effort, but those who support it are much more enthusiastic about replacing him.
Yeah,
meaning,
yeah.
if you don't really care if Newsom gets recalled, or you don't care enough and you're not going to vote, you may end up losing Newsom as your governor.
Barry Elder for governor!
Really,
hooray!
Well, that's for you to say. No, I don't agree with that. But
right.
But for people who maybe, you know, if you know, California can be pretty, like, lackadaisical about stuff. So, you know, they may miss the boat on this and end up having a brand new governor and going, wait, what? What happened?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Always, when you have a chance to vote, you go vote.
Yeah.
The fate of Robert Lloyd Schellenberg. Do you know who he is?
Mm-mm.
He was a Canadian traveling in China for who knows what reason. He was convicted of drug trafficking and now is about to be executed by the Chinese government. There were a lot of people from different parts of the world going in there to try to stop this guy from being executed. But in China, anybody who sells drugs, traffics in drugs, using drugs, you go to jail. But if you're selling them, gonzo. And there's something about, I've said this many times, I think, drug traffickers, rapists, murderers, all of them, those are the people who should be executed quickly. Expedited justice, you're accused, get them into court, find them guilty, and dispatch them. Those are the three crimes that I think most warrant getting rid of the people who have perpetrated them. I'm not much on the death penalty because I don't think it does. People say, oh, well, it'll deter crime. Bunk them. It doesn't deter anything. Whether it's a lesson or whether it's just payback, whatever, in my own mind, I think that that's what to do. However, of course, because I don't like the Chinese government, I'm probably thinking, well, maybe this guy should get another chance. Who knows? But there's no tolerance over there. That's the point, I think, among many things. As far as drug trafficking, don't. You know, why are you going to China in the first place now, these days? I've been there.
A lot of people do business in China.
Yeah, well, yeah, okay. Yeah, well, that should stop too, right? According to my philosophy, anyway. Here's the Department of the Interior approving a sports betting deal for the Florida Seminole Indians. How about that? The Seminole Tribe will operate sports betting and add roulette and craps tables to their 7 Florida casinos. So the state, of course, doing this to help out the Indians, will get $20 to $30 billion over the next 30 years. This is income and taxes and that sort of thing. So apparently this was pushed through by Governor DeSantis. Good way to get a few more votes, right? Am I being too cynical about that, or is that kind of... somebody will take a shot.
No, that's going to bring... look, that doesn't matter what party the governor is. That brings in a lot of income into the state. Like, in New Jersey, we passed sports betting a couple years ago, and the first year was, $25 million or something.
What'd they do with the money? Where'd it go?
Well, first of all, you don't raise taxes. And when you bring in that much money, you're not raising taxes on other things like the gas tax hasn't gone up. There are other things like that. It offsets it. But sure, I mean, that any governor who can make a deal like that, and especially because it's sports betting, it's not that controversial, right? So
would you
why
bet?
Not?
Do you bet on anything?
I don't, but my husband does.
Jay, do you bet on anything?
No. No, I'm more of a go to the casino and play roulette kind of person. That's about as far as I go.
You do slot machines and stuff like that?
No, no slots.
No slots. All right. That's all I do when I'm there. A couple of bucks in the slot machine, kiss it goodbye. But then the reality is when you're doing it, you're feeling, wow, okay, I'm going to win. And what am I going to do with all that money? Fabulous. The DJV download. Trending is the story of the Spears family again, day after day after day. Apparently, our focus with Jamie Lynn Spears sharing that video of herself being comforted by her 3-year-old daughter. What a weird thing. Weird.
That was weird.
Yeah.
What if she was drunk?
Weird.
Yeah. That was weird.
The notice of Markie Post passing away at the age of 70, we talk about that. Jim Belushi filing divorce from his wife. The ladies were happy to talk about what a pig he is. And then Henry Winkler calls a childhood crush on her birthday. We talk about him and what a wonderful guy he is. So there's that and lots of other things covered in our podcast every day. The download is at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
No. Nothing beats the feel of a great towel when you step out of the shower. Wrap yourself in nothing but the best with the MyPillow towel set. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology, makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself and return them if you don't like them. Made with cotton grown in the U.S., available in a variety of colors, every towel set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and a washcloth two-pack. For a limited time, get the MyPillow six-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for just $39.99, using the promo code DJV. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special Square, enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts you can get from using the DJV code on all the MyPillow products right there online, MyPillow.com. Six-piece towel set for $39.99 right now with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer's the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Forget about our Zodiac Magic podcast, an exclusive podcast featuring astrologer Laura Banks talking about what happens this week. Every week we have a day-by-day approach to what things are going on in the stars that may affect you. New projects getting started this week. That's kind of a cool thing for you to be doing. Plus, we have psychic scout Mary O'Malley, who comes on to explain in this particular podcast how spirit communicates with her and how she gets her messages. So if you want to have, if you're into that sort of thing, I am. I find this stuff fascinating. That's why we're doing this podcast. I hope you will as well. Listen to the podcast. Go to ZodiacMagicPodcast.com, or you can get it wherever you get your podcasts. The HBO film, remember this from last year, Chernobyl? I watched a little of it. It was too tough.
I didn't watch it. I couldn't.
It was tough, tough, tough. Well, now the Russians have decided that they're going to tell the story their way, and apparently Netflix scooped up the story. It's called Chernobyl 1986. The HBO film focused on the Soviet system and how it failed. The Russian film focuses on how wonderfully well they did to make the catastrophe not as bad as it might have been. Anyway, so there's another point of view, but Netflix takes the Russian side and HBO takes the other side. I guess that's what we'd call it. Interesting, hopefully. 10 before the hour on the DJV program.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Three past the hour now on the DJV program. Joining me for his weekly look into, it's an insightful visit. We all need incitement and excitement in our lives. Barry Geller is here from his home in Tel Aviv, Israel. A lot of things going on there. People are talking about the vaccines and that sort of thing. That's how we live. But more importantly, with you and your books on mind power, folks want to hear the joys that you have helped people or you experience yourself because of the way you think, the intellectual art form that you present to people, because that's really what it is. When you get people to think about their own mind, you're using your mind, and I think that that's an intellectual art form, frankly. And what you have described to me and what seems to be the case in the museum that you put together there at your home in the old Jaffa part of Tel Aviv is an intellectual art form. That's what I see.
Yeah, I love that. Mm-hmm. I love what you just said, intellectual art form. I really like that, so I might even use it in the museum.
Yeah.
Today I exercise my mind. You know, I do exercise and to kind of boost my mind power, and I thought of London, and just I visualized the London Bridge. And it's actually stuck now, so they can't close it and they can't open it, but don't bring me. But who knows? Who knows? But you know, Doug, we have to go back a few decades, you know, like millions of people worldwide. I was blown away by the movie 2001 Space Odyssey. Do you remember that film?
I do. I thought it was a weird movie.
Well, I loved it. You know, the film was filmed in 1968. And it was a version of Arthur C. Clarke's science fiction novel. And I knew Arthur C. Clarke. He actually was one of the people on the team of scientists that tested me at the University of London. And he was present in 1974 in those experiments. And I'll never forget this. I bent his house key. I actually have a picture of him with me, and he couldn't get home. So he had to call his brother to let him in. But meanwhile, a policeman kind of stopped him, and because he was breaking into his own home. But, you know, Arthur C. Clarke was amazing. I believe that he was totally paranormal. And I remember that he exclaimed, he said, "My God," he said, "it's all coming true. This is what I wrote about in Childhood's End." That's an incredible book that he has written. He said, "I can't believe it." I also had people like David Bohm there. David Bohm used to work with Albert Einstein. There were people like Arthur C. Clarke, another intellectual. So, gosh, looking back at all the people I met from the world of music, David Bowie, John Lennon, Michael Jackson, Elvis Presley, to scientists and sports people, and this is what I try to create in my museum. Luckily for me, I'm a hoarder. I hope you all know what a hoarder means. So for instance, I didn't throw out my old Blackberries. I didn't throw out my old Motorola phones. I just threw them in a shed, in on my property. So I collected all these items. And when I opened my museum, I said to myself, "Oh my gosh, I'm so glad that I just didn't throw them into a skip." So I have in the dungeons of the museum all the stuff that the CIA gave me, Minox cameras. I have a dossier. That was, you see, in those times, Doug, we're talking about 1971, 72, 73, there were no iPhones, there was no internet, there was no Facebook, there was no Twitter, there was no Instagram. So the CIA actually followed me around the world by clipping services. They hired hundreds of clipping services to cut out clippings of what I was doing, in which country I was. So really, the museum is quite extraordinary, and I think you will love it when you come to my birthday in December, which is creeping up.
It is. Everything's creeping up. Isn't it amazing how the time we're in the month of August, we're almost, a month away from fall, and it seems like we just got out of the snow. It's really amazing. But the time is part of what we can't really manage. Some things you can manage by using your mind. I'm not sure the time you can. Uri Geller has a magic mind. He has a great book, teaching you how to learning how to douse. Get that out of the book and check out the museum, Uri Geller, URIGELLER, UriGeller.com. All right, Uri, talk to you next week.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. "Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Extend your life with Extendivite.